See the people were upon him.
我怎么办呢
？What would I do？
我相信他是很好的领袖。
I think he was a great leader.
从早到晚为全民守望。
He watched out for his people day and night.
而且神吩咐他的他都做了。
And he fulfilled all that God had commanded.
整个以色列男丁受了割礼。
All the males were circumcised.
神吩咐他的事，他都命令所有的百姓去遵行。
And he commanded his people to do it.
不但如此
，Not only that.
他清早起来。
He came out in the morning.
直到晚上。
Until night.
百姓警醒。
He was awakened for them.
百姓守候。
And he was waiting for them.
绝对不是一个懒惰的领袖。
He was not a lazy leader.
有一天早上。
One morning,
当约书亚起来
when Joshua woke up,
在他的营外走走的时候
when he was walking outside his tent,
大雾笼罩着地面
when there was great fog,
他正在行走的时候
in the midst of
his fog, 突然间
suddenly,
看一个彪然大汉就站在他的面前
he saw a strong man,
手中拿着一个剑
with a drawn sword,
自己站在这个大汉的面前的时候
when he was standing before this person,
发现他虽然是以色列的军长是全族的领袖原来他是渺小的不得了
He discovered that he was very small compared to this person.
但是渺小的人，男子不一定渺小。
But a person who is small may not be a coward.
大声咆哮，问那个人说。
And he said loudly,
你是谁
？Who are you？
你是来帮助我的，或者你是来反对我的
？Are you here for us or for
us？ 你今天穿着全副的军装。
You are fully dressed for armor.
你今天这样雄赳赳气昂昂的站在这里。
You are standing here so boldly.
就在以色列全营的面前。
Right in front of the entire camp.
你告诉我
，Tell me，
你是来帮助我的吗
？Are you for us？
或者你是出来抵挡我
？Or are you against us？
这表示呢，这个呢，约书亚是非常非常敏感、非常胸有成竹的预备自己面对各样的挑战。
It means that Joshua was prepared to face all difficulties.
如果那个人说我是来抵挡你的
，If that person say I'm here against you，
马上与他迎战，马上与他一同决斗。
Joshua will probably fight with him immediately.
如果他说我是来帮助你的
，If he say I'm here to help you，
约书亚就给他安排带领军队里面哪一营
，Joshua will arrange for him，
给利他做元帅
，to make him a general，
让他与他一同壮声势，一同去打仗。
Together they will fight the war。
他现在等这个人的答案。
And so he waited for the answer。
当我读到这段圣经的时候
，When I read this passage，
我告诉你
，Let me tell you this，
这表示属灵领袖何等的可怜。
It means the spiritual leaders are quite pathetic.
属灵领袖何等的局限。
There are great limitations for spiritual leaders.
思想的典范只有两个可能性。
And so in our concept, there are only two possibilities.
就是我现在做主的工作，有谁可以帮助我
？That is when I do the work of God, who can help us?
凡帮助我的都是我这边的人。
Those who help us belong to my side.
抵挡我的都不是我这边的人。
Those who are against me is not my side.
许多教会的领袖就像约书亚问这个问题。
Many church leaders ask the same question like
this. 你要不要帮助我们这边
？You want to help us？
或是你抵挡我的
？Or are you against us？
所以许多的领袖他们就主动寻找人来帮助他。
And so many leaders will on their own look for helpers.
忠心的发展上帝的工作。
They will work faithfully for God.
他很主动的看谁是反对他的工作。
Proactively they look for people against them.
他们用尽了办法来护卫上帝交托他的工作。
And they will defend the work that God has given to them.
这观念就变成整个侍奉中间很重要的两个营地了。
The concept segregated into two portions.
帮助我的
，those who help me，
反对我的
，those who are against me，
反对我的，帮助我的，你是帮助的，或者你是反对我的。
Who are you? Do you are you against me or for me?
当他遇到困难的时候
，when he faces difficulty，
内心唯一的两个可能性就变成他的一个问话出来了。
The only two possibilities in his heart came forward.
你是帮助我的吗
？Are you helping me?
或者你是抵挡我的
？Or are you against me?
那一个人怎么回答
？What was the answer?
我不是帮助你的。
Neither.
啊？马上拔剑了。
Immediately he took his sword.
那又怎么样呢
？What would he do?
我也不是反对你。
He said, "I am not against you also."
现在放回去。
And he took back his sword.
那现在你是谁啊
？Who are you then?
也不是帮助我的。
You're not here to help me.
也不是反对我的。
You're not here against me.
如果是你怎么样呢
？What would you say?
那我们握手好不好
？Let us shake our hands then.
我们握手了，你也不帮助也不反对嘛。
Since you're not against or for me.
你是来做什么的
？What is your purpose then?
你是过路的嘛？这么大，吓死人。
Are you passing by?
你走远一点，不必在这边过吧。
Maybe you can go somewhere else.
你也不来帮助我。
You're not here to help me.
你也不来反对我。
You're not against me.
那你来这里做什么
？What's your purpose?
那可能讲另外一句话出来了。
The person says something else.
整个教会领袖的观念完全复兴过来了。
And he revived the concept of our spiritual leaders.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
我不是来帮助你。
I'm not here to help you.
不是来反对你。
Or against you.
我是来率领你的。
I'm here to lead you.
我是来带领你的。
I'm here to guide you.
你把我当作谁？
Who do you think I am?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
请你说声祷告主啊主啊帮助我
Today we pray, O Lord.
主啊主啊如果你帮助我没有人能抵挡我
Help us so that no one can be against us.
我们侍奉所这种思想典范捆绑太久
We are constrained by such a ministry concept.
这正像外邦的假神的膜拜者心里的情形一样。
This is the same as those who worship
false gods. 我要做这个事。
I want to do this.
关公啊，你帮助我。
关公 ，Why don't you help me?
我定了这个意念。
I have this will.
主啊，你帮助我。
Buddha help me.
是你帮助我。
You help me.
我可以顺利。
That I may be smooth.
帮助我成就我的意念。
Help me to fulfill my will.
帮助我成全我的计划。
Help me to fulfill my word.
帮助我使我走顺利的道路。
Help me to go a smooth pathway.
帮助我万事如意，使我万代兴隆。
Help me that my entire generation is smooth.
你不要阻挡我。
Do not be against me.
这是外邦侍奉的一个典范。
These are how the Gentiles worship.
约书亚今天早上起来。
When Joshua woke up in the morning.
这个人向着显现的时候。
When this person was manifested.
这种很频繁的典范发问。
Immediately his response was very common.
你是帮助我的。
Are you for me?
或者你是反对我。
Or against me?
那个人说我不是帮助你，也不是反对你的，我是来。带领你的。
That person said, "I'm not here to help you or against you. I'm here to lead you."
约书亚是很聪明的人。
Joshua was very intelligent.
他知道他整个错了。
He knew that he was wrong.
他知道除了这两个 alternative 以外，还有另外一个更高的可能性。
He knew that there is another possibility now.
他是明白了。
Suddenly he understood.
谁可以率领我？
Who can lead me?
除非他是上帝。
Unless he is God.
他就跪下来。
Immediately he fell face down.
教会的领袖自己先跪下的时候。那么他不需要在人的帮助，也不怕人的抵挡，他就开始做得胜的道路。
When the spiritual leader in the church kneels down, he need not have help from others. He need not fear opposition. He will be victorious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
多少人怎么做怎么忙，做不起来。
Today, many of us work very, very hard with very little effect.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们自己征战。
Because we fight with our own strength.
我们盼望更多人帮助我，不要抵挡我，我就会成功。
We hope that more people will help us and not be opposing to us.
我们自己做领袖。
We want to be leaders ourselves.
我们尽量利用更多人来支持、来托住我的工作，我就会更成功。
We think that with more support, I will succeed.
所以每天看你是帮助我的，或者抵挡我的。
And so every day we see, try to find out who is against us.
没有人帮助我，我去找更大的人来帮助我。
If I have no help, I look for a bigger help.
如果弟兄姐妹很穷，我去找财主来做我的会友。
If my brothers and sisters are very poor, I look for rich people.
问他说你是帮助我的吗
？And ask, are you for me?
他说不是，是抵挡。走吧。
And he said, no, I am against you.
你是帮助我的吗
？What about you?
是的，感谢上帝，哈利路亚，过来。
Thanks be to God, Hallelujah, come over.
你是帮助我的吗
？Are you helping me?
你是抵挡我的吗
？Are you against me?
你是帮助我的吗
？What about you?
你是抵挡我吗
？Are you against me?
你的人。人间找什么呢
？What are you searching from amidst men？
人间盼望什么
？What are you hoping from mankind？
耶和华上帝说
，Jehovah God said，
我不是帮助你
，I am not here to help you，
我不是抵挡你
，I'm not here against you，
我是来率领你的
，I'm here to lead you。
约书亚就俯伏下来
，And Joshua fell face down，
向着跪拜
，And prayed worship。
这件事非常重要
，This is very important。
这件事就发生在攻打耶利哥的前面。
This happened before Jericho.
因为整个得胜的大业
，the entire ministry
要承受上帝所应许迦南美地的这个生活。
The life that is promised to them in the promised land
是一个征战的生活。
Is a life of battle.
这个征战不是靠兵器，靠很多人帮助你，
and、
或者多少人抵挡你。
And this battle is not by weapons or by how many people is against or for you.
这依靠是不是神率领你？
On whether God is leading you，
是不是神引导你
？On whether God is guiding you。
当保罗问死啊，你的权势在哪里
？When Paul says death， where is your sting？
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？And death， where is your power？
死的毒钩就是罪。
The power of
罪的权势就是律法。
And the power of sin comes from the law。
接下去他讲一句话。
And then he said，
靠着耶稣基督得胜。
We have victory through Jesus Christ.
靠着耶稣基督得胜。
By Jesus Christ, we have victory.
带领我们的主。
He is the God that leads us.
带领我们的元首。
Our general that leads us forward.
征战的上帝。
The God that fights for us.
看他怎么工作。
We are looking at how He works.
这个原则从旧约到新约是很清楚的。
This principle is clear from the Old to the New Testament.
现在很多的领袖不是这样看。
But this is not the case today.
我有多少修为，我才能上台
？Many a times we look at our qualifications.
我有多少经验才可以为主工作
？We talk about experiences before we serve the Lord.
多少钱才能盖礼拜堂
We talk about money before we build the church.
我教会里面多少有钱的长老，我的工作才会成功。
How many rich elders do we have before we succeed?
所以我们到处找帮助。
And so we look for help all over the place.
到处出去拦阻。
We want to get rid of obstacles.
如果我讲这句话，很多人会拦阻我，怎么办呢？
If I say this and there's obstacles, what would I do?
如果这样讲到有人阻挡我，怎么办呢？
If I say this and people oppose, what would I do?
尽量减少，不敢讲那些应该讲的话。
And so we dare not say what ought to be said.
我们尽量讨好，寻找那些可以帮助我们。
We try to please those who can help us.
上帝要把我们这个典范转移过来。
God wants to turn us around.
Thomas Kuhn 这个哲学家讲一句话。
Thomas Kuhn, the philosopher said,
就需要一个典范的转移。
We need to change our concept.
这个叫做 paradigm shift.
We need to have a paradigm shift.
在 paradigm shift 的时候呢，
when the paradigm has shifted,
你的思想完全不一样了。
Your thinking process would have been changed.
完全不一样了。
Your concept would be different.
你的态度也不一样
了。The attitude would change.
你发问的问号也不一样了。
Even your questions would change.
问这个人说你是帮助我的，或者你是抵挡我的时候，
when you ask this person, are you for me or against me?
否定你的问题。
He was against all your questions.
Neither have you, nor oppose you.
我不是来帮助你，或者是抵挡你。
I come to lead you.
我是来领导你的。
我来率领你。
Come and lead you.
我来带领你。
And guide you.
谁可以带领以色列人呢？
Who can lead the Israelites?
约书亚醒过来。
Joshua awakened.
这个叫做复兴。
This is revival.
复兴整个心意的转回。
Revival is the turn around of our hearts.
复兴整个观念的改革。
Our entire concept.
复兴整个心灵死灰复燃，重新振作起来。
Our entire spiritual lives is revived.
复兴不是在人的范围里面慢慢把我们的制度弄得更多，我们的钱财弄得更多，更多人帮助我，这个叫做复兴，不是。
Revival is not just physical and human organization becoming bigger and bigger.
前几次我对你说，
I said to you many times,
上帝用的办法，
the methods of God,
是把宣教士全部赶出中国，教会再会复兴。
Is to chase away all the missionaries from China before revival comes to China.
人的思想，
but in our thinking process,
多派宣教士，基督教才有办法。
We think we ought to send more missionaries in there.
这些都是 paradigm shift。
These are paradigm shifts.
整个观念的改变。
The entire changing the concept.
整个动机的改变。
The entire motivation change.
整个对神工作的性质的认识的改变。
The entire understanding of God changing.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝还没有叫以赛亚真正为他征战以前。
Before God asked Elijah to work for him.
上帝对他说。
God said to him.
我率领。
I will lead.
不是你率领。
You are not a leader.
You are appointed leader.
我指你为领袖，
But I am your leader.
但是我是你的领袖。
你要到，
你要跪下来。
我请你，
你要崇拜我。
这位在那天早上向约书亚显现的是谁呢？
Who was this person that showed himself to Joshua?
万王之王，万主之主。
He is the Lord of Lords, Kings of Kings.
神三位一体的第二位格。
The second person in the triune God.
还没有道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ before incarnation.
用人的形象向约书亚显现。
And he showed himself to Joshua.
约书亚醒悟过来了。
And Joshua was awakened.
复兴过来了。
And revived.
他跪在耶稣的面前。
And he fell face down.
敬拜耶稣基督。
And worshiped Jesus Christ.
他明白过来了。
He understood now.
从那天开始。
From that day onwards.
约书亚真正有资格带领以色列人。攻打这个大城，这一个的这个耶利哥了。
Joshua was truly qualified to lead the Israelites to attack Jericho.
这件事是逢其时，不早不迟。
This was at the opportune time.
就在面对耶利哥的城市的时候，这件事发生了。
Right before he faced Jericho.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
约书亚知道了。
Joshua knew now.
我要依靠上帝。
I will lead
God. 他率领，不是我率领。
He is leading, not me.
他说神吩咐他的事，他照样做了。
And the things that God commanded him, he did it.
他吩咐以色列人。
He told the Israelites,
你们要起来。
You have to arise.
你们每天劳成一次。
Every day you will surround, walk around.
劳完了以后。
After that,
你们晚上睡觉。
And when you sleep,
你们不要讲话。
Do not speak.
你只有走。
You only march.
不讲话。
Do not talk.
所以除了脚步声以外，
other than sound of their footstep,
口一点声音都没有。
They didn't say a word.
今天第二件教会很难做的事情就是不讲话。
The second thing that's difficult for the church to do is to keep quiet.
有一些人两个钟头不讲话，他就马上死了。
Some people will die with 2 hours of silence.
一直讲。
They will keep talking.
所以结果呢，神没有机会对他讲话。
And in the end, God did not have opportunity to speak.
天天只听见自己的声音。
Every day we hear ourselves.
没有空闲的时间听上帝的声音。
There is no free time to listen to God.
不讲话是很难的。
It is difficult not to speak.
安静是很难的。
Difficult to be silent.
前天我问徐牧师，我问几个同工，替我找一下圣经有没有“为上帝工作”、“为主工作”这个名词。
A few days ago, I asked my coworkers to look for the Bible whether there's any word that talk about working for God.
我从年轻的时候一直感到我为主工作，我为主工作一点感到很不好意思。
When I was young, this word working for God is very embarrassing to me.
我良心的深处里好像这个句话有一些不对的地方在里面。
Deep in my conscience, I think there's something wrong with this description.
好像耶稣去度假，我现在替他工作一样。
As if when working for Jesus Christ.
As if Jesus is a take leave.
Or as if Jesus took a leave.
A take vacation, so I'm now replacing him. 为主工作。
So I'm working for him when
he's on leave. 耶稣现在的肚子痛到后面，我替他工作一下。
Or maybe Jesus is having a stomach ache and working
for him. 耶稣请病假，我为他工作一样。
Maybe he's on MC and working for him.
我一直感到这个名词不对的。
I keep thinking this description is not very right.
他们在 notebook 里面查已经放在里面的圣经节。
And they try to search the Bible.
就找到全本圣经没有这句话。
They couldn't find that.
那我告诉你，我从三四十年前有一个观念，今天我讲出来。
From 30, 40 years ago, I already have a concept. Let me tell you this.
我为主工作。
It is not that I work for him.
主让我有机会静静看他工作。
But God has given me the opportunity to watch him in silence.
这是我心里面事故的一个观念。
This is a concept for me in my ministry.
每一次聚会来到的时候。
Every time we have a service,
看主怎么工作。
I will observe how God works.
我平心静气。
With very peaceful heart.
把神的心意用信息表达出来。
I will display the will of God in a message.
我讲完了以后呢。
After I finish preaching.
看神怎么工作。
I watch how God works.
我为主的缘故。
For the sake of the Lord.
我照着圣经的呼喊呼喊出来的时候。
By the calling of the Bible, I call out.
然后我就看神怎么样吸引人到他自己。
And then I see how God will attract people before Him.
我们有许多的时候，不是我们劳劳碌碌为主工作，难道主要谢谢我？
Many a times we think that we have to work very hard, and then the Lord will give us thanks.
许多时候是神给我们机会，平心静气做了工，看他怎么工作。
But it is God who has given us the opportunity to work, and then we sit back in silence to observe Him at work.
上帝给我学习一个功课。
God has taught me an important lesson.
平心静气。
With peace in my heart,
不慌不忙,
without any anxiety,
完全交托主,
I submit completely to
him, 平心静气,
with peace in my heart,
不慌不忙,
with no anxiety,
完全交托主,
I submit completely,
平心静气,
with peace in my heart,
不慌不忙,
no anxiety,
完全交托主,
I submit completely,
他就说, 平心静气, 不慌不忙, 完全交托主。所以我每一年讲到教书差不多700到800次。
Every year I will preach for about 700 to 800 times.
要这么紧张
？How to be anxious about
this? 这么多工作，我会死啊
！So much work, I will die.
50次复活都来不及应付。
Not enough for 50 resurrections a year.
这是什么呢
？The lesson is
平心静气
，with peace in my heart.
一点都不紧张
，no anxiety.
不慌不忙
，with no
不焦急不惧怕。
With no worries,
不挂虑不生气
with no anger,
交托给上帝
I submit all to God,
每一字每一句好好讲出来
and with responsibility I preach every sentence,
如果一天要站7个钟头
if I have to stand for 7 hours,
会不会紧张到就乱讲一场
would I be so anxious that I would say any nonsense,
每一句每一字印出来就成为一本书
but every sentence is enough to be published as a book,
注意看我每一时每一秒都要依靠上帝把每一句讲好
When you observe it carefully, you will see that by the strength of God, I am responsible to every sentence.
神训练是为什么呢
？God has trained me in this way.
我起初感到怎样工作呢
？Because in the beginning, I understood this.
为上帝工作吗
？Do I work for God?
难道我在做工吗
？Am I the one at work?
不是的
，No.
是他透过我做他的工作。
It is through me he has accomplished his will.
给我有特权可以看他怎样工作。
He has given me this special privilege to observe how he works.
平心静气把我整个侍奉交托他的手。
With peace in my heart, I give him my entire ministry.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样你就一面劳碌的侍奉，一面心中感到很喜乐。
In this manner, you can work very hard and still with great joy.
一面任劳任怨，一面心中欢喜快乐。
You have great peace and joy in your heart, although you work so very hard.
这是慢慢操练出来的。
This comes from slow training.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在上帝对约书亚说。
Now God said to Joshua,
你吩咐以色列百姓。
Tell the Israelites,
谋刀。
Take their knives.
武器。
Their weapons.
拿石头。
Take their stones.
打吓他们，是不是呢
？Fight them.
不是。
Was this the case?
静静的。
Not like this.
绕一圈。
Silently.
回去睡觉。
Just march one round and go back and sleep.
明天起来。
Tomorrow when you wake up.
绕一圈，静静的。
March one more round quietly.
回去睡觉。
And go back and sleep.
这种战术，《孙子兵法》没有的。
This military strategies cannot be found in 孙子。
这种战略 ，C 点军校也没有的。
This strategy cannot be found in West Point.
这是耶和华战术。
This is the strategy of Jehovah God.
上帝的战略方法。
The military strategy of God.
你要安静。
With silence.
要知道我是耶和华你的神。
Know that I am Jehovah God.
Be silent and know I am your God.
要安静，知道我是耶和华
神。很不容易的。
Very difficult.
他们静走。
And so silently they walk.
真的走。
Quietly.
走了以后。
After that.
很累，劳成一圈，很重的，很累的。
It's a long journey to go around the city.
回去以后。
After that.
睡觉了。
They slept.
白天静静。
In the morning with silence.
晚上呼叫。
In the night they snore.
晚上不能静，就不能静了。白天围城静静的。
In the morning they circled in silence. At night they slept.
第三天。
The third day.
晚上在大喊大叫。
At night they slept.
第四天静静的。
The fourth day silently.
大喊大叫。
At night snoring.
安静容易不容易啊？
Is it easy to be silent?
很不容易。
Very difficult.
你们这一群人已经学会了安静。
You guys are very silent.
最少听到那个时候一个钟头，你是安静，对不对
？For more than an hour in preaching, you are quite silent.
许多灵恩派的人修不进的，一定要他自己唱自己跳。
Very charismatic cannot learn this. They got to sing and dance.
叫他一静下来听到，马上睡觉。
You ask them to be silent, they will fall asleep.
你们已经修了。
But you have learned the lesson.
怎样静
？With silence.
怎样听
？Being still.
怎么想
？To listen and think.
够不够呢？还不够。
Not enough.
当你为主做工的时候
，When you're serving the Lord，
还是要学习静。
You have to learn to be silent.
一面为主做，一面请大家注意看，我在为主做，请大家注意看，我在为主做。
Many people draw attention to themselves and keep talking about their work.
听到的时候
，When you listen to the sermon，
休息安静。
Learn to be silent.
你做工的时候
，When you work，
休息安静。
Learn to be silent.
做完的时候
，After you finish，
休息安静。
Learn to be silent.
很不容易的事。
Very difficult task.
我有一个认识的同工，叫做罗文博士。
I have a co-worker, Professor Lo Wen, Dr. Lo Wen.
Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
牧羊一个教会。
He pastored a church. A large church.
他对我说有一次呢。
He said to me.
我最近呢付了好多钱去学了一课。
I paid a lot of money to learn a lesson.
他已经神学博士还有学什么课呢
?He already have a PhD.
他说这一课呢从来神学没有教的。
He said this is something not taught in the seminar.
我说什么课呢
?I said what lesson?
哑巴课。
A lesson of being dumb.
安静课。
A lesson of being silent.
在哪里神学开这一课呢
？I said which seminary have this lesson?
某某天主教修道院。
He said a certain Roman Catholic seminary.
忽然间有一门这样的功课。
Suddenly they have this lesson.
怎样休息在神面前安静
？To learn to be still before God.
哇，我就感觉到我一直为主工作，我需要有一段时间安静，我就报名了。
And so I registered for it.
他交学费、坐飞机、住宿全部差不多花2000块。
It's about $2,000 airplane, everything included.
2个礼拜的时间。
2 weeks.
你到教授那里去。
You go to the professor.
签了合同。
After you sign the contract.
可以看书。
You can read.
可以整个图书馆你都可以翻书。
The entire library is yours.
整个课程你可以参加。
The other course you can participate.
老师讲课你不可以发问，静静的。
You cannot ask any questions.
而且要签约，2个礼拜一句话不讲。
You have to sign a contract to be silent for 2 weeks.
我说有这样的课啊。
I said, is there such a lesson?
很有兴趣啊。
Seems interesting.
结果怎么样呢
？In the end,
他说我第一、第二天呢，差不多跑回家了。
He said, after the first 2 days, I almost gave up.
因为嘴巴一直要爆炸说不出来。
I kept wanting to talk.
要讲的时候，我记得我签的是不讲话的。
Right before I talk, I remember I signed the contract.
第一天不讲话。
The first day, he kept quiet.
很苦。
Very difficult.
能够一天不错了。你有的时候2分钟你不讲，你就半死了。
Sometimes you cannot even keep quiet for 2 minutes.
第二天不讲话。
Second day.
第三、第四天开始适应了。
Third day and fourth day they start to adapt.
第五、第六、第七天感到也不错。
On the fifth, sixth, seventh day they appreciate it.
一直要讲出来，没有办法讲。
Keep wanting to speak. But with great perseverance, he kept quiet.
2个礼拜完了以后呢
？After 2 weeks.
他完全没有讲话两个礼拜。
Suddenly he realized he hasn't spoken for 2 weeks. And he passed his exam. He returned.
我问他说,
I asked him,
不同在哪里?
What is the difference?
你上课以前跟后来成功了以后, 你不同在哪里?
What is the difference before and after the course?
你知道他怎么讲?
You know what was his answer?
你能猜猜吗?
Just guess.
他怎么讲?
What did he say?
声带坏了。
The vocal cords has spoiled.
很久不用不能用，是不是? 不是。
He didn't say that he couldn't speak anymore.
你知道他怎么讲？
You know what he said?
我现在发现。
Now I discover.
从前讲太多话。
That I have spoken way too much in the past.
我现在学会了。
Now I've learned.
不必讲的话可以忍住不必讲。
Words that I need not say, I can just keep behind.
我现在学会了。
Now I have learned.
应当讲话的时候才开口。
I only speak when necessary.
从那一天开始。
From that day onwards.
他的侍奉，他的能力。
His ministry and his power.
他的思想。
And his thinking process was very different.
Be silent and rest that you know that I am God.
我们应当肃静，知道他是上帝。
静静的。
With silence.
所以那些消化如水的这些迦南人。
So for all these Canaanites.
跑到这个耶利哥城上看看什么事情发生了。
When they climb on top of Jericho to observe the Israelites.
这些人过河来了。
These people have passed through the River Jordan.
一堆一堆的人出来了。
A group of them.
他们看到什么？
When they observed them,
什么看到？看到哑巴游行队。
They saw them just marching quietly.
绕了一圈。
Round and round.
回去了。
And then they went back.
绕一圈回去了。所以呢，做祖父的开始也安静下来了。
And so they started to be calm.
对孙子是不必怕。
The grandfather would say to the grandson,
原来这些人是哑巴的。
Do not be afraid. They are all mute.
他们是游行，给我们看见他们的时装不一样。
They just demonstrate in front of us. That's all.
一天。
Day after day,
两天
second day,
三天
third day,
四天
fourth day,
静静
with silence,
静静不明则已不明则已
They just keep quiet all the time.
到了第七天呢
By the seventh day,
才能一鸣惊人有不同的
Suddenly there was explosive activity.
天天鸣惊不了人大家说一二三天天鸣惊不了人完全不讲有一天的时候你的声音就震动天地
If you don't say anything for a long time, suddenly when you speak, it is explosive.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
第七天的时候。
On the seventh day.
神的吩咐下令。
The command of God came.
要绕城七圈。
They are to surround the rock around the city seven times.
主啊，六加七是十三。
Six plus seven is 13.
如果除二就是六乘是二，安息的少一次。
That is a sabbatical, the Sabbath minus one.
那就比较体力容易恢复健康。
It means that they could recover physically.
你叫我一天一次。
You ask me to surround once a day.
不然你今天七次。
But suddenly on the seventh day it's seven times.
我哪里来的力量？
Where is the strength to do that?
礼拜一到礼拜六做的工作做完了，还不够，还再加上明天拜一的今天你要做。
You have to finish the work for an entire week plus one more day.
绕七圈。
You have to circle the city seven times.
有气没力。
And it was very tiring.
上气不接下去。
And they were panting.
垂下你的手。
When your hands are weak.
酸掉了你的腿。
Your knees are weak.
第七圈走完的时候。
After the seventh round.
差不多倒下去了。
You are about to collapse.
应当睡觉了。
Time to sleep.
没有办法维持了。
You cannot sustain it any longer.
上帝说现在大声喊。
God says, start shouting.
我喊什么？
How to shout?
走了第七圈。喊什么？
How to shout in the seventh round?
Hallelujah.
So tiring.
感觉赞美主。没有厉害。
There's no more strength.
我告诉你，神的引导很奇妙的。
This leading of God is marvelous.
神常常违背自然力。
He is always against natural law.
违背物理力。
Against physics.
违背你的病理力。
Against your physical strength.
违背你的生理力。
Against your bio.
违背不自定力。
Against the natural
law. 最累的时候。
At your most tired time. 最疲倦的时候。
你大声喊。
Shout.
现在喊。
Shout now.
我要把得胜赐给你。
I will give you the
victory.
他们喊。And so they shouted.
喊了有可能就死了。
Oh, that they collapsed probably.
他们照着上帝吩咐喊。
But they followed the instruction.
一喊的时候什么事情发生了。
What happened?
整个耶利哥城就倒下来了。
All the walls of Jericho fell.
他们现在知道了。
Now they knew.
可以不必用武器。
Without weapons.
就可以靠着耶和华的神。
By the strength of God, they can have victory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
人类军事历史中间最大的讽刺就是二十世纪。
The biggest irony in military history is the 20th century.
请你注意听。
Take note of this.
苏联跟美国在冷战时期所做的所有的武器。
The weapons that are produced during the Cold War by Russia and America,
特别是国际洲际导弹的原子能的海子的弹头
especially the plutonium in the intercontinental ballistic missiles,
做了这么多，结果冷战结束，发现没有用过一个。
They made so many, but after the Cold War, they have not used a single one.
所以是呢，白白浪费那么多的钱。
It means they wasted so much money.
上帝要共产党下来呀。
When God wanted the communists to fall,
到底需要美国多少 洲际导弹的孩子还弹头。
How much ICBM was needed?
一个都不需要。
Not even one.
到现在还没有用过一个。
Till now, not even one was used.
对不对啊？上帝叫耶利哥倒下来。
When God made the walls of Jericho fell,
不必一刀一枪。
Not a single weapon was used.
上帝叫共产党整个政权倒下来。
When God allowed the communists to fall,
不必一颗原子弹。
Not a single nuke weapon was used.
冷战时期
But during the Cold War,
莫斯科对着华盛顿
Moscow was against Washington.
对着墨西哥
Washington against Moscow.
华沙公约对着北西洋公约
And the Warsaw Pact was against NATO.
北西洋的这个公约对华沙公约
And NATO against Warsaw.
这些的弹头一共多少你知道
Do you know how many missiles?
如果把这些原子弹的弹头全部爆炸
If you explode all these weapons together,
会不会毁灭四分之一的世界？
Will it destroy a quarter of the
会不会啊？全世界四分之一会毁灭掉吗？
Will it destroy a quarter of the world?
不是的。
No.
可以毁灭四粒地球。
It can destroy four of.
你知道吗？这是二十世纪最大的讽刺。
This is the greatest irony in the second century.
人类花了历史上最多的钱制造这些武器。
We spend the most money in history to build all these things up.
结果共产主义整个摔下来的时候。
But when communism fell,
还来不及用一个原子弹，它就掉下来。
Not a single atomic weapon was used.
你知道吗？世界上的人花在军费上所用的钱。
The money that we spent on military expansion.
每一年全世界军费所用的钱。
Every single year, the amount of money we spend on military weapons.
是多少呢
？You know how much?
可以让全世界传福音1300年用。
It can spend.For the entire world gospel for 1,300 years.
一天的费用
For one day.
也可以叫几千个传道人几十年传道
The amount of money spent on one day could have sustained thousands upon thousands of preachers for their life.
说上帝啊你给我们太穷了
And we say to God, you are making us so poor, Lord.
上帝说你不要跟我辩论
God will say, don't debate with me.
我给你的富有太大了
I have given you too much.
你把这些钱拿去做什么
What have you used these resources for?
印尼2亿2300万人口。
Indonesia has 223 million people.
有多少钱做教育的工作？你知道吗
？How much money is spent on education?
整个预算中间不到1.5%做全国的教育的工作。
In the entire budget, it is less than 1.5%.
有1%可能要放在军队的上面。
But about half is given to the army.
不但如此
Not only that.
这些女人用的这化妆品
Those cosmetics that are used by women.
每一年花的钱可以传到全世界传福音100年。
If we use the money spent by the women on cosmetics, you can preach the gospel for 100 years.
不但女人用香水，男人也来了。
Not only the woman use perfume, men uses perfume too.
花了多少的钱？
We spend so much money.
说神啊，为什么世界有这么多穷人
？And then we say, God, why are there so many poor people in the world?
耶利哥倒下去的时候
，When Jericho fell,
不必一枪
，Not a single weapon,
不必一炮
，Not a single cannon,
就倒下去
，It just fell.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我不是来帮助你
，Because I'm not here to help you.
不是来抵挡你
，I'm not here against you.
我是来率领
，I'm here to lead you.
以色列人顺服上帝。
When the Israelites are obedient,
因着信心
because of their faith,
饶城其实
they walk around Jericho,
耶利哥倒下去
and Jericho fell.
接下去
and then after
耶利哥就倒了
Jericho fell.
那么哀城算什么呢
What about the city of Ai?
我还没靠近你，你一定一直哀，这个叫做哀城
Surely you will fall.
耶利哥都倒下去了
since Jericho fell.
就当他们到哀城去的时候
but when they went to the city of Ai,
被打得落花流水，几乎全军覆没。
They were almost destroyed.
这件事发生了以后
after this happened,
约书亚祷告了一件很不应该的事情。
Joshua prayed for something that shouldn't have happened.
这个祷告我真是惊奇万分。
I am very surprised by this prayer.
伟大的领袖怎么这样祷告
？How can a great spiritual leader pray in this way?
他祷告什么
？What did he say?
耶和华
，Oh God.
如果连这个小城我们都打不下去。
If we cannot even defeat this tiny city,
其他的城市联合起来，不是把我们吞灭掉吗
？What won't we be swallowed by the combination?
立刻把我们带回旷野去。
Why don't you bring us back to the wilderness?
我很不以为然这个祷告。
I think very lightly of this.
因为我查考全本圣经，摩西从来没有在困难的中间求上帝把他们带回埃及。
I read the Bible. Moses has never asked God to bring them back to Egypt.
约书亚一次打败就求上帝把他带回旷野。
But for the first defeat, Joshua asked God to bring them back to the wilderness.
带领以色列人的不是约书亚。
It means that it is not Joshua who led Israel.
名叫的救主。
His name means Savior.
但是他根本没有拯救能力。
But he has no power to save.
受一点点失败，马上全身软弱下来。
With a small problem, he was weakened.
他太年轻了。
He was too young.
太没有经验了。
No experience.
带领这个大军。
To lead such great army.
经不起考验。
He couldn't stand it.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
上帝顾念我们不过是尘土。
God took care of us as dust of the earth.
上帝对约书亚说什么呢？
And God said to Joshua,
你怪罪我吗？
Are you blaming me?
我告诉你，
Let me tell you,
你们中间有一个人，
There is a person among you,
取了不当取的物，
Who took the devoted objects,
作为自己的财产，
As his own,
所以我使你们失败。
And so I allow you to fail.
所以这个进迦南的最先的这两件事情，
These two things that happen in the promised land,
告诉全教会两个重要的教训。
Tell the entire church two things. Firstly,
当你让上帝率领你的时候，
when,
你的事。
When you God, let God lead you, you will have victory.
第二，让你隐藏罪恶的时候，你已经失败。
If you hide sin, you will fail.
当神率领我们的时候，
When God leads us,
多大的仇敌都不惧怕。
We are not afraid of any enemies.
第二，
Secondly,
当我们隐藏罪恶的时候，
But when we hide our sin,
多小的仇敌我们都不能得胜。
We cannot win over the smallest enemies.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us all.
今天所听的话语中间，
From the words we heard this evening,
醒悟过来，
That we will be awakened.
使我们的典范转移过来，
That our paradigm will shift.
使我们整个观念改变过来。
Our entire concept will change.
以神为我们的主。
That God will be our Lord.
心中绝对不存恶念。
In our hearts we have no evil thoughts.
神一定赐福给我。
God will bless us.
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝赐福给我。
May the Lord bless you all.
我们大家站起来祷告。
Let us stand up together to pray.